Tiger Woods wins again, his second win of the season. He dominates at Doral when he plays there and did again this weekend. And, Mike, I don't know if you know, but this show has a pretty good relationship with Tiger Woods.
You know, I've heard him interviewed on this station on occasion, but I've never had the pleasure of actually sitting in while those interviews take place. I'm kind of pumped up about it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I hope we get him. We have a number, and he always leaves a number for us because we're the one show that he will do an interview with after a round. And it's usually hit or miss. We get him most of the time, but let's give Tiger a call. Back at home, I believe he tells us, in Jupiter, Florida.
Seems to be healthy again, ready for the Masters.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, Muser.
Hey, Tiger. Hey, in fact, it's Mike Ducey sitting in for George today.
Hello, Tiger.
Who?
He's a local TV guy.
Oh, okay. Channel 8? Is he on Channel 8?
No, he's on Channel 4 here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Never heard of it.
Well, hey, we're just calling to congratulate you on another big win.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard about it, but I won Doral.
Yes, that's why we're calling. Congratulations.
Yeah, I like winning Doral.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it a few times.
Yes, you have. You dominate that course.
But I hated it because Donald Trump, you know, he's involved in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he insisted on being my caddy on the last day.
Really?
Yeah, and one time the wind kicked up and displaced his comb over, and it looked like he was trailing a wedding train of Rapunzel hair made up of orangutan pubes.
I bet that was distracting to you.
It was, because I kept stepping on it, and it yanked his head back in like a Kennedy head snap fashion.
Jeez, Tiger.
Mm.
But you persevered, and you still won.
I did. And I'm just glad that Phil the Dill came in third.
You like beating him, don't you?
Yeah, I wish he wouldn't have even made the cut. But if he had to make it, at least I beat him. And, you know, he tied with Sergio Garcia at third.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a Dill.
Phil or Sergio?
Both of them.
Why do you hate Sergio so much?
Mexican.
He's Spanish, actually.
No, he like always feeds me Mexican food. He always makes me Mexican food, and it makes me sick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I bogeyed the last two holes. Did you see that?
Yeah, you started coming back. Steve Stricker was just a couple shots back of you at the end. You made it a little too close for comfort.
Yeah, the problem was is I got nervous because of a girl.
Hmm.
Because as I'm walking up, you know, it's the last couple holes, and I could see off in the distance my sweetheart. Off in the distance waiting for me with her girl boobs in a sling from a downhill skiing accident.
Are you talking about Lindsey Vonn?
Yeah. Did you guys hear about that? That I'm going steady with Lindsey Vonn?
Yeah. I haven't heard it called going steady, but...
Yeah. So that's why I bogeyed the last two holes, because I could see my 19th hole waiting up ahead of me. Mike, I'm not hearing a lot of response there.
I'm enjoying the conversation. You guys are just fine.
Yeah, I'm going steady with Lindsey Vonn. So she wears my letter jacket,
mm-hmm.
and wears my going steady pin that mm-hmm. I gave her.
Mm-hmm.
I love her so.
Oh, it's already love.
Love her so. We haven't kissed or anything.
Mm-hmm.
She says she likes to be wooed with expensive presents before she lets girls touch her girl boobies over her parka.
Tiger, I don't want to be a killjoy or anything, but could she be stringing you along for your money?
No, she's a good girl.
Okay.
And don't you say that about her.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're just looking out for you.
She's so cute and sweet to me, and you know what she loves?
Hmm.
She loves me to surprise her every month by paying her rent. Is Mike Ducey still there?
Yes, he's right here.
Hi, Tiger. What else does she love?
You know, one time I actually met you, Mike. I don't know if you remember it.
I don't recall. I think I've interviewed you before at the Byron Nelson, but I have a feeling you have another
one
meeting
time
in mind.
I went to the Fox 4 studios with my then-wife, Elin,
mm-hmm.
and you met us and talked with us, and Remember, Ron Jackson really creeped her out. What's the deal with him, Mike?
Ron's our very distinguished 30-year veteran of weekend weather, and there's nothing creepy about
him. Remember the time that you pushed Clarice Tinsley in the pool, Mike?
I think that was Kevin McCarthy, actually, not Mike Ducey.
Oh, okay. Mike didn't do that?
No.
Oh, sorry about that, Mike.
Crickets. Crickets. Crickets.
Sorry about
crickets.
That. Oh, I remember. Okay, yeah, you were the one that just told us last break that they don't know how to ask Clarice to leave without having a major lawsuit on their hands.
Tiger, you weren't in the studio last break. How do you know?
I'm just having fun.
Didn't say that, Tiger wouldn't say
no,
it.
No, you didn't.
Thanks for joking around.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know who I wish were still around? To hear Mike Ducey fill in for George on the ticket.
Who's that?
My dad. Earl. The bulbous, bulging African-American blob of a buffet buster who got so aroused in his elephantine panties that his baby juice injector grew straight forward like a divining rod looking for non-black Mugu Gaipan flesh cave attached to a Chinese-Korean who tested positive for full-blown Japanese that he knocked her down in an alley and dated her so hard that he fired part of himself so far into her duodenum that she had to incubate a seven-time Doral winner for 9 months until he finally got tired of the smell and had to come out and bang Denny's waitresses and make Ron Jackson comments on local radio.
That Earl?
I wish you were still here to hear Mike Ducey gloriously deny and distance from his Clarice Tinsley comment. Bye, Mirror.
Bye, Tiger. Congratulations.
Bye, Tiger.
Oh, he always gets choked up when remembering his father.
It's always difficult, yet somehow inspiring.